Now, of war and peace. Japan has been regarded for many decades as one of the most pacifist countries in the world, a nation which turned its back on aggression and violence after the Second World War. But a growing number of students there are concerned that their country is abandoning that ideal with the adoption of a new law broadening the circumstances in which Japan could take military action.
The students have been taking to the streets to protest in their thousands, and many more demonstrations are planned. For DW, Yoshi Matsumoto has been to meet one of the protesters to find out what's motivating her to get involved.
My name is Shoko Ito. I'm a senior at Doshisha University. I major in philosophy.
Shoko meets me in the cafeteria of her university, which is next to Kyoto's Imperial Palace. She is a stylish 21-year-old wearing dark-rimmed glasses and a beautiful blue knit pullover. Shoko is involved with the group SEALS, which stands for Students' Emergency Action for Liberal Democracy.
My role is to apply to the police for permission to hold demonstrations and prepare the schedule for the day of the demonstration. My title is Vice Commander for the Demonstration and Propaganda Group.
Shoko tells me there were three things that made her want to get involved.
Well, I was originally interested in the issues of U.S. military bases at Okinawa, the lack of response to the nuclear accident at Fukushima, and discrimination towards minorities. When I started out, I didn't really consider those to be political issues. But then the new law on self-defense was brought in by the government in July, and when I saw it on the news, I felt something bad was happening and I had to get involved. One of my high school friends was involved with SEALD and she invited me to join too. I don't want to live under rigid discipline, and I just want to live a so-called life of freedom. I believe everyone would feel comfortable if they lived freely, so I think liberalism is an important issue and theme for me.
Shoko says that her initial reluctance to get involved in politics is very typical of her generation.
They're not interested in politics generally. Neither was I. Many young people feel that it doesn't matter who they vote for, nothing will change. So they just don't get involved. That, however, is changing.
The issue, which has shaken so many young people out of their political apathy, is a fairly complex one. The Japanese constitution bars the country from using military force except in cases of self-defense. In September, however, Japan passed a piece of controversial legislation which reinterprets self-defense to include the defense of allies, meaning that, for the first time since World War II, Japan is free to deploy troops overseas.
In the 4 months before the passing of the bill, we had held one demonstration per month and did outreach work every Friday at the crowded stations in Kyoto, Osaka, and Kobe. And we had talks from scholars too.
The protesters might have lost that particular battle, but for Shoko and her companions, the fight is not over. Instead, they're applying their newly discovered political zeal to other issues.
One in three children in Japan is poor, but the government doesn't give enough care at all. It doesn't care for the poor, and it doesn't offer security to them. Then there are students who can't afford the tuition fees for university unless they borrow the money and end up in lots of debt. We should have such an education guaranteed, otherwise it's going to spread inequality even further in our society.
For the first time since the 1960s, a new youth-led protest movement has been born in Japan. This time, however, it's not being led by leftist militants, but by young and affiliated and media-savvy students like Shoko.
To appeal to young people today, we feel good design and a cool appearance is important. Image is key.
And what could be cooler than a rap song?
I myself don't listen to rap music normally. I don't really like it. Sealed uses rap for yelling a slogan and getting that noticed, but we follow it up by explaining our messages in speeches. As well as the rap, the design of our placards is stylish. Students from art courses at university design them.
And it's not just the style and the presentation which differentiates these protesters from their 1960s counterparts. There's a major tactical difference, too. For this generation, violence and provocation are taboo.
We take action under the principle of non-violence and non-obedience. We never commit violence against the police or anyone.
With protests planned in and around various university campuses over the coming months, it seems the students of Japan have finally found their voice after years of silence.